Wyoming Public Radio's podcast, The Modern West, has been gearing up for a new season, but they're doing something quite different this time around. Instead of a lot of separate stories, they're going to tell one big story over the course of 11 episodes. The podcast host, Melody Edwards, joins us now to discuss this. And Melody, first off, thank you for joining us. You know, season two is called Ghost Towning. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, so ghost towning, it refers to this phenomena that we've seen since the settling of the West, where towns sprout up and then for some reason they just start to decline. We have this really romanticized idea about ghost towns, that they're sort of like our Roman ruins or something. But we can actually learn something from these old towns. I talked to Samuel Western, the author of Pushed Off the Mountain, Sold Down the River, and he's an economics historian. He gave me a really good definition of what qualifies as a ghost town.
You need a post office and a school, usually. And when you lose those two entities, I think you probably could be called a ghost town.
And yeah, the elementary school that I went to in Walden, Colorado, it's now boarded up, actually. All the kids in the whole district go to school in one building, the old high school. The post office there is fine, but my hometown is sort of fighting for survival at this point.
It sounds like this season is much more personal for you.
Yeah, it really is. My family has lived in Walden off and on my whole life. My mom was the editor of the local newspaper for a while. My whole family has owned several businesses there over the years. My parents still live there, but recently my mom started having some serious health issues. But there's no hospital in the county, so she ended up taking several scary ambulance rides and even got flight for life once over these high mountain passes just to get help.
That is just embarrassing, really, because it's a small community. The people that are doing the ambulance service are people I know really well, you know, and here they come into the house, you know, and start listening to my heart and cutting off my shirt and... which I have still never forgiven Jim for doing that. It was my favorite t-shirt.
Yeah, and we're really not sure what's wrong with her still. So then she started thinking about moving to Laramie. And that's where I live, about an hour away, so that she could be closer to a hospital. But my dad hates big cities. I know it's crazy. Laramie is a big city to him. But yeah, my mom is now mostly living in Laramie, and my dad is mostly still living in Walden, and they're just trying to make that work. You know, my mom adopted some Labradoodle puppies to keep him company. So yeah, this is the kind of hard decisions that people in small towns make all the time as their resources start to dry up.
So I guess the basic question is, what are some of the reasons that small towns are shrinking so fast in the West?
Well, you know, everybody blames the boom and bust economy, and that is a real problem. And it's actually becoming more and more of a problem, you know, almost as bad as the busts of those old Wild West gold rush towns, you know. But there was a big fracking boom around my hometown in Walden, but it just recently crashed, like big time. My dad worked in the oil field as a roughneck, and I talked to some of his buddies about some of the reasons that it went belly up.
From Oklahoma came out and bought the...
The oil fields or what?
Bought the oil field.
Yeah.
Going into bankruptcy, telling everybody what a great company they are. And their friggin' CEO gets a $18 million bonus for his expert guidance and leadership through the bankruptcy process.
And that feeling of the gap between the haves and the have-nots, it's really widening. And that's another cause for some of these towns and why they're struggling so much. Around the American West, a lot of family ranches are getting bought up by the ultra-wealthy. And that's really undermined a traditional way of life. In my own hometown, a rich businessman, a guy named Jim Moore, bought up a good portion of our Main Street with plans to fix it up, but then got sidetracked and ended up abandoning that project for like a decade and a half. And so I interviewed him about why that was.
Actually, what has happened in that same period of time, more buildings went vacant and more buildings deteriorated. So I certainly didn't make a positive contribution during that time period, but I'm going to make up for it now.
But in the podcast, we're also going to be taking a historical look at some of the West's ghost towns and how race has actually played a big role in why these towns died. And we're also going to look at how immigrants nowadays could actually be helping some of these towns survive now by doing a lot of the jobs that are necessary to keep a town from collapsing.
You know, listening, this all sounds like a real evolution for the Modern West podcast. Now, I know you guys had some help developing this season. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we really did. The Modern West was lucky enough to be one of six podcasts chosen by PRX to participate in a year of intensive training. They gave Wyoming Public Media some generous funds, and we all spent several weeks in Boston at the podcast garage right down by Harvard. It gave us the confidence to go a lot bigger with our storytelling and to take a lot more creative risks with the sound of it, too. It was so fun. I recently got to dig up a bunch of sound effects to narrate a ghost town gunfight.
Boyer and Redmond shot Weber and Dean from ambush, killing them instantly. Barney Day, an old Indian fighter, saw the shooting and rushed towards Sheriff Boyer in an attempt to prevent further bloodshed.
I totally love that stuff, and I think it makes for a captivating listening experience.
That's Modern West podcast host Melody Edwards. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bob.